It was a bold statement to make during a public congressional hearing. Dennis Blair, the director of the National Intelligence Council, told members of Congress the country's intelligence agencies have been authorized to assassinate American citizens overseas they believe are engaged in activities targeting the United States.
Al-Qaeda itself, its associated affiliates, and Al-Qaeda-inspired terrorists remain committed to striking the United States.
Blair's stunning admission came one day after he appeared with top intelligence officials before the Senate committee, warning the U.S. is subject to an attack in the next 3 to 6 months. Blair also told the House Intelligence Committee the legal jurisdiction for the targets will come through the Department of Justice and the National Security Council. Intelligence experts see Blair's remarks on targeting specific American citizens abroad and the fresh fear-mongering as a front to broaden the intelligence apparatus in the so-called war on terror, while authorizing the military's special ops to engage in target assassinations.
Members of the House Intelligence Committee were kind of flabbergasted when Admiral Blair made this point. It's one more example of where all of the expectations about the, quote, change we can believe in rhetoric from Obama during the campaign has no connection to reality.
The Washington Post unveiled last week the Obama administration will continue the target assassination program implemented during the Bush administration as a precaution to keep the homeland safe. The Post also reported 3 American citizens are already on the capture or kill list. So how do the American people feel about their government targeting American citizens suspected of militant activities overseas?
Targeting American citizens sounds pretty scary, but if they have reasonable beliefs that they're involved in terrorism, I mean, we do that to citizens here.
It'd be nice if they can arrest them overseas instead of taking them out or assassinating them, but I don't, if that's feasible and practical, then yes, but if it's not, then I think they have to do what they have to do.
I would hate to think that someone was targeted by accident. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, and it's just too much power at some point.
Blair said the rise in homegrown radicalization has led to the DOD and various intelligence agencies to focus on a number of American citizens they have been following for years. Press TV contacted the Office of the Director of National Intelligence to clarify how many Americans have been killed so far by the government's targeted assassinations and how many remain on the list. An official from the DNI declined to comment but did direct us to Blair's congressional statements, which he did not specify. While some defense analysts are praising the public announcement as a clear warning to hostile Americans, some critics see the Obama administration's new revelations as a mechanism to condition the American people to accept the government's new license to kill. Jahan Hafiz, Press TV, Washington.